Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
You can find Fifi, Feb, and Nick on the Fox every weekday morning. And you can find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse. 101.9.
This is the Fox. We often enjoy having hypotheticals, the three of us, and we've done a few this year, just where we think about what would happen in a scenario. And last week we were talking about if Casey, our beautiful producer, who's 35 weeks pregnant, and, you know, it's getting heavy. Having had a carried children what, in my belly.
It's getting heavy, like as in Casey the or the baby?
I say that I think everyone knows the gender, but I certainly don't want to reveal it in case and not everyone knows yet. Okay, her little girl is getting heavy, and we had this conversation on air last week. Nick's probably had the most. I mean, I had Caesars and Alex had Caesars.
Yeah.
Nick's probably the most experienced.
I've been down the business end.
I don't think I'd be that good. I don't think
you don't think you'd be able to help with the childbirth.
I think I'd freak out a little bit, but I'd comfort her. I'll be up the top end.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go down the bottom end.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick. What
I've
are you
been
doing?
There. I've actually been there.
Been there with Casey. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm the only one with experience in the room of catching a baby as it's born, and my name's not in this thing.
Looked over. Hurtful.
Well, our producers put us to the test yesterday. So unbeknownst to us, we finished the show. We were all starting to relax. Casey walked in with coffees and breakfast wraps for people who were hungry and then had what looked like severe pain. Our producers were recording this. Mm-hmm. So this is how it sounded.
Pink bun campaign, guys.
I actually really like pink buns.
Yeah. Oh,
you
want to
take it?
Oh my god.
You
alright? Oh my
god. What happened?
No, I've What's got happening? Really sharp pain. Oh god.
That's good. You want to go see it?
I don't know. Is this normal for you?
Yeah, where?
Like right up.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay.
It's been happening, but I didn't realise I was going to get this bad.
Okay, can you move?
Can we get you to the couch? Can I stay in here? Can I sit down?
Yes, sit.
Do you know what?
It's okay, just breathe. It'll
just be a ligament or something. I promise it'll be okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
At least we're there.
So sorry,
the boy who cries wolf.
I know. I'm so sorry.
As I said, Boxy, the girl who cries wolf, the good old story.
Yeah. We got stitched up an absolute beauty.
Yeah.
Our annoyance aside, because we were so worried about Case.
Can I give my what happened?
Yeah,
my little rundown?
Yeah.
I'll give a little rundown.
Because the whole concept was which one of us would handle this situation better. And by the way, that video is on Instagram if you want to check it out.
Very good acting.
They were very good. When you watch the video, you're like, how did you not pick any of that up?
Yeah.
The reason why we didn't pick it up is because we all worked as a team.
Yeah.
We were all very, very quick to jump on Casey and to see if she was okay. You and I was up first and I grabbed her because I could see her. And you were like, Boxy never moves. And the fact that she got off that chair was amazing.
It is amazing.
And as I said, I was the carer and you were the carer. Nick was the carer. He ran out and got a chair.
Mm-hmm.
We sat her down. You talked her through her pains, made up some medical terms.
Ligament pain is a thing.
I was like, yep. And I, to the producer's disappointment, I reckon we really bonded.
We smashed it. Is that... Case?
That's not what you wanted, was it?
No.
I mean, Casey, you were the one we were caring for. How did you rate us all individually or together?
No. Feb, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm actually like, it'll be fine if I go into labour because you guys got my back. I was so proud.
Hope you cancelled that private health insurance. No need. We'll sort it out here.
Nick did run out the room pretty quick, though.
To get a chair.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Guilty Pleasures. Register your Guilty Pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
We are about to face the weekend. I'm laughing and I apologise because we got these beautiful roses from chocolates Cadbury. From Cadbury's.
Thank you.
Cadbury's
got one,
have got a limited edition roses and Nick looked at mine and went, oh, they look nice. And I said, Nick, don't you have some?
He didn't get it. Oh, you didn't get any.
Nick, Fev's hidden yours behind the computer screen.
Of course,
there,
yes.
So I don't want you to.
I did not.
Feel bad.
They're not going to make it until Sunday. Sorry, Mum. If you think you're getting these roses, you cannot leave
Alex's
me with a box of chocolates.
Done. Beautiful.
No, that's a gift that you could give Alex from Cadbury, but it's not from
you. Cadbury and our four kids.
No. You can go and make something. Go. Get some texters
make
out.
Something.
Yeah, get Toby to get some texters
out. Do you buy your
mum
a present?
Out.
I don't buy Kazza a present.
No, I haven't done. We don't really do presents for Mother's Day, but usually I would hope to share Mother's Day with her and maybe go out for lunch or do a lunch or flowers
Trixie
or something like that.
Trixie get your present? Does she go to?
Well, Trixie, I have to make sure she's not listening because it's 10 to 9. No, she's so funny at the moment.
Could you make Schnooksy a big paper mache heart out of losing tab tickets or something?
that'd break her heart. There was no tab tickets. It was just online. I'll send her a statement of the credit card. Okay, here, happy Mother's Day, baby.
Right, man, it's in the air. Right. What are your kids going to do for you?
Well, she was getting to that.
Yeah, it's fine.
My sidetrack.
Okay. I was, because they've got a Mother's Day school at her school. And Trixie didn't want to tell me, though. But, of course, they communicate to the parents. Yeah. We get the email saying, you know, there'll be presents between $1 and $10. So put some money in an envelope.
So would you put $100 in? Or?
No, I didn't. I won't lie. Well, I just only had a $50. Like,
oh,
I could break it. I didn't know what to do with it. And
Trixie's
I won't buy
like,
the school
settle,
that's a bit much. But it was just, honestly, in this, we're now heading to this cashless world. I've only got money that I get. The bank only give me a 50 when I do my withdrawal at the ATM.
My kids had their Bitcoin card paid for it on Bitcoin.
But anyway, Trixie's done that whole, Mummy, I just need money for something at school. Oh,
that's
sweetie.
That's cute.
No, and she's trying to do this. Anyway, yesterday I picked her up from school. And she's obviously bought something from the store, and her bag is like so big and heavy. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, give me your bag. No, no, Mummy, I'll carry it. I'll carry it. And she's like tiny, this little thing. And she's got this big backpack on her back that's just breaking her. And I know she's bought me something.
Did you get
it,
any change for your
fitting? Well, the only thing is I did look in her bag and it had like, you know, like $38. I'm like,
so
you didn't spend much. Like, I gave you 50.
You
could have bought me a better present.
You lying tight ass.
Happy Mother's Day at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Great Friday. Amazing things are happening. So why don't we do this?
Is it amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing or isn't it? This is the part of the show where you call in with your stories, the amazing stories. Those stories you know when you want everyone's attention in the room, when you go, oh, no, 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 you've got to hear what happened. We've got examples that we can play you, Josiah.
I was getting married and my husband was looking at my birth certificate and he noticed that his mate, who was actually performing the ceremony, signed my birth certificate. So the guy who married me has signed my birth certificate and my marriage certificate.
Wow.
My workmate had a dream about me. You know, she gave me something and that means in her culture that I was pregnant. And then 2 days ago, we found out that I was actually pregnant.
You know the Monopoly Macca's stickers? I saw someone had lit it on the ground and there was a cup with a sticker still on. I got home, I put it through the app and I won a $2,000 Alexa system.
See, these are stories that you think there are either incredible coincidences or just, why are you looking like that, Fev?
Gearing up to tell you a story, bro.
Oh, you've got an amazing story.
I'm just letting you finish.
You know how you always stretch before a yarn?
Yeah,
gotta get the shoulders and neck loose. Like
I was just trying to get the delivery right.
It was like you were out from 50. You're about to run in.
He's throwing some grass in the air.
I've just marked the ball and I'm waiting for you to stand the mark and deliver what you need to deliver.
131060, call in with your amazing stories like this from Brendan Favola.
I don't know if this is amazing, but I thought it was amazing, guys.
You've got 30 seconds or it's play on.
I thought I'd share it with you. That's 15. Now, last weekend I stayed at Crown.
Yes.
For a little treat for my birthday.
Okay.
So we're in a very nice room, like a room that, you know, we'll never stay in again. As I walked out of the room, I see people that I know. They're my next door neighbours that I live in my house, that I live in normally.
Yeah.
Are staying in the room in the villa next door to mine for the weekend. So we're neighbours in the villa and neighbours at home. Out of the whole Crown Casino.
And the all of Melbourne.
And all of Melbourne.
All of Melbourne. Your neighbours.
Next door neighbours are next to us.
To you
in the hotel.
Crown.
At Crown.
Pretty sure you just got that off Google.
I didn't get it off Google because it happened.
Yeah.
Imagine telling the wife, I know the neighbours have been a bit annoying. They make a lot of noise and but, the big dude's always yelling. Let's go for a nice weekend away at Crown.
And then next door, it felt like that, you know, that stay a little longer, eh, with the beers. G'day, mate. What are you doing here? That's pretty much what it was like.
Michelle from Inverloch has called. Hi, Michelle.
Inverloch.
Hello. How are you?
We're great, Michelle. And we're pumped up because it's Friday and it's a great time to share amazing stories. So what's yours?
When I was about 15, we went on a houseboat in Renmark. And I didn't have a fishing rod, so I said, Dad, can I borrow one? He's like, yep, no worries. Whatever you do, there's two rules. You don't go swimming in the Murray and you don't lose me rod or reel. They're my best ones. No worries. Went fishing. It was breakfast time, so I went inside, left my rod on the boat, and come back, gone. Hour and a half later, a friend says, I've got a fish. She reels it in, reels my rod, my reel, and my fish, and it wasn't even her fish.
Oh, that's impressive.
That's
good.
Unbelievable.
So how many hours after you losing your rod, did your rod come back up?
About an hour and a half.
Mate, that's a good effort.
You're happy with that? Happy with that?
That's amazing. She caught the rod and the fish.
The fish that was on the rod.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That would never have happened.
Yes, it's amazing. Michelle, great story.
Thank you.
I mean, like if the rod had dropped just down and you hadn't moved, pick it up?
Yeah, but no, she caught the fish. I know, the fish is actually caught. Okay. So the fish was hungry.
Yeah, that's an impressive catch.
Greedy fish.
$100 Zonzo Estate voucher for you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bang.
How good's that? Zonzo Estate's premium quality wines available online at Dan Murphy's now.
Rita from Pasco Vale South. Hey, Rita.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, Rita. We're very excited about this. What's your story?
In 1989, I went on a road trip up north, far north Queensland. Just out of Mackay, I picked up some German hitchhikers and dropped them off in Tully because they were going banana picking. That was it back in the day when you did pick up hitchhikers.
Couple of hitchhikers.
Anyway, about a month later, we were coming back from far north Queensland, just out of Cairns, on the side of the road. It was one of the same hitchhikers, so we picked him up again. And he told us his story, what he'd been doing, and then he said he only had 2 days to get back to Melbourne and he had no money. So we took a bit of a risk, looked after him, got him on a bus, got him to Melbourne, picked him up, drove him to the airport. He made it back to Germany. About a week later, he rang me up, said, what's your bank account details? I want to give you the money. And 31 years later, we're still friends. I've been to his wedding. I've visited him 3-4 times. And one day we hope to meet again after it's safe to travel.
That is a beautiful story.
Wow. Thank you.
Rita, I think how lovely.
Too.
I mean that you picked him up the first time and then you saw him again a month later, just coincidence?
Was there two the first time and then only one the second time?
You might have knocked him off.
No. The first time there were three of them. They just hooked up together.
Not near Belangolo. None of this was near Belangolo.
No,
good to know.
I would have loved to have a little bit of, like, it's a beautiful story of just a beautiful friendship.
Yeah,
All made on the, you know, the side of the road. But, like, a little bit of GST, like, he went back to Germany, he was really rich, and he sent me back all this money.
Yeah,
like,
see, but we're not encouraging people to make up stories. That's the beautiful thing about Rita's story. It's just real.
I was going to give it amazing, but I'll throw it over to you.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's really...
That's an interesting decision. I was going to say, that's an amazing story.
It is, but it's just not amazing.
Nick. Why would you do that?
Rita's
lovely.
Sorry, guys. You know how I get on a Friday.
Sorry, Rita.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, let's have space chat. I know that's usually an area we have fun in.
Let's Elon Musk it.
An out-of-control Chinese rocket is hurtling back to Earth.
So it's become a missile.
Yes, it has essentially. That's not ideal. You don't want to hear that. And what they're trying to figure out where it's going to land.
Never
I'd love
good.
Them to really
so
get onto
shot
that.
Up and it's coming back.
Yeah,
is it a boomerang?
It's a No, it's not a boomerang. It's just a failed attempt at astronomy.
Doesn't it blow up when it comes down out of the stratosphere?
Well, I don't know much. You know what? This might surprise you. I don't know much about rocket science.
Well, I do. Once it goes up, it goes into space, and if it comes back down, it'll blow up.
But why would it blow up?
Because it's got no energy. All the power and that's out. So when it comes back in, it goes into like a space shuttle. Everything departs.
Doesn't it just drop?
Well,
like it's just gravity.
You're saying
it's just
burning
dropping.
Up. Yeah, burning
so the rocket
it's
that goes
the...
up never comes back as a rocket.
But why would it? Why does it go up as a rocket?
Well, it needs the boosters to get up
to get
into
up.
Space.
Yeah, and then it all departs.
It all breaks apart. Yeah. Bits drop off. Yeah. Then you've got the little space shuttle,
Floating
around.
So this is the shuttle then?
Yeah, the shuttle. But when the shuttle comes back in,
why would that
it goes
up?
Into like a little space. It goes into like a little... I don't know, like a little circle thing that you sit in, like a cabinet, like
a little capsule.
Yeah, a little capsule. That's the word I'm looking for.
So that's what's coming back.
Yeah.
So,
well, this little capsule weighs around 22 and a half ton.
Yeah. Where's that? I love that at this stage, no one has a good idea
is
about where
it
might land. No, there's no one in it.
No, just shoot it with another rocket.
Oh man, seriously, how are you not?
At NASA.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you really come up with some
very... I could give you a whole list of reasons.
Kill two rockets with one blast off.
I could just play back how he described a rocket taking off, and that'd probably keep him out.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Brainiac. I nailed it.
Something.
You jumped on board. Mr. Negative Nancy over here. Come on, board. It's Friday.
I know.
Be happy.
Up and about. Up and about like a Chinese rocket.
It's like a school stage.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is exciting. She's back on the show. Danny Minogue. Danny.
How are you? So good to speak to you.
Oh, it's so good to speak to you too.
Hi, we're here too.
Yeah, that's fair.
The boys are here.
Hi, guys.
But I thought I was going to get a cuddle. I was so excited. I put on all this perfume before thinking you were coming in and I don't get to see you.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys, and sorry, guys, for all the perfume. But no, I will see you very shortly, for sure.
I actually sprayed it in my face, Danny. It wasn't one of my finest moments. It was very...
Why does that not surprise me? No shock at all. No, like, what? How
she's like,
happen?
Oh, how's this smell? And shoved it straight in her face.
Dan, how are you? What's happening?
I am so good. I'm gearing up for Mother's Day, as I'm sure you are, and the guys. You know, I'm putting out all the hints about, you know, it has to start with breakfast in bed. It has to start with breakfast in bed. Music playlist and then bubbles. And for me, Mother's Day is bubbles on the breakfast tray. I don't care.
Danny, do you get little Ethan? Do you give him the money for the Mother's Day stall? Do they still have them at school? Does he go get the present for you?
No, they haven't had one, and he's been really stressed. Like, well, how do I do this? What do I do? But I said, well, just breakfast in bed. Really happy with that. Yeah.
And speaking of bubbles, let's talk about Yellow Glen's limited edition 50 years of celebration. Yellow and pink Brut Cuvée. Did I say that right, Dan? Cuvée.
Yeah. Cuvée. Yeah.
Cuvée.
It's sparkling Australian sparkling wine. It's an icon. 50 years. I'm turning 50 this year. Young Callan Time just had 50th anniversary. And somebody said to me the other day, no, you can't be 50. And I've just realised, because I don't have a problem about getting older, but if I'm turning 50, then people go, oh, God, that makes me old now. Because I remember watching her when she was a kid on TV. So I'm sorry for everyone, you know, just... Disclaimer, it's all about the turning 50.
No, 50 is a new 30, Danny, don't worry.
I want to know the secret because I'm 34 and look like a dry creek bed. You look amazing.
Lifestyle? I don't know. Look, we all look at J-Lo whizzing around the pole at Super Bowl and we just go, it's not everybody's like that. Like my knees are starting to creak when I, you know, sit down and stand up again.
I've got to start drinking Yellow Glen in bed.
Yeah, Yellow Glen. I'm going to drink it for breakfast. Now, Danny,
I have some delivered for you.
I've just hit 40 and I had it was in January, but I had my postponed party on the weekend. Now, as you can hear, my voice is very croaky. I've missed a couple of days of work because I've lost my voice. And you being obviously a professional singer, any tips on how to keep your voice? Because I'm 40 now and I can't go out.
Okay. Regardless of age, if your voice is going, the thing is not to talk. So you have to write everything on a card as a message. Like if you go to a vocal coach or anything, they'll say don't speak, which is probably pretty hard for you, but guys, if you give it a go, you could just be writing not, down.
I think Flea wants that most of the time for me not to talk.
He's not great at writing either. I've got a problem.
I can't spell.
Oh. It doesn't matter. They'll work. Draw pictures. Draw pictures like emojis.
Of Mr. Squiggly.
Messages with emojis. It auto-correct.
Do you know what, Dan? I just remembered, because I can't believe it's 10 years. Like, how quickly has life moved? But your 40th was on the tram. Remember, we were on the tram car restaurant.
We went on a tram car around Melbourne. So I'm big on, like, big birthdays to do just some wacky stuff and, like, get out of your comfort zone.
And that's that's not around anymore.
Yeah, try going on that this year,
then. Tram car. It's gone.
Oh, no. I'm so glad I got to do it. It was so much fun. So this year it's just, like, doing other wacky
go to Dracula's.
Dracula's restaurant. Hunchbacks. We could go to Hunchbacks.
Oh, my God. Can you guys be my party planners?
Yeah. Oh, we can. Absolutely. 100% we can do that.
Get over the hangover first, though, before you do the party planning, I reckon. You know, just be really steady on your feet and then go, right, here's what we're going to do.
We've got a few months. We've got a few months to recover.
Well, the last party I organised, Danny, was Trixie's birthday party when she turned three.
God.
I dressed up as Elsa, so I could probably do that for you too.
I wouldn't say no.
Well, Dan, we're so excited we finally got to speak to you on the show and Mother's Day this Sunday. Don't forget your mum, everybody. And what a great thing to get around Yellow Glen's limited edition 50 years of celebration, yellow and pink Brut Cuvée. Available at all good liquor retailers. You have a wonderful Mother's Day, Dan. You deserve it.
Thank you. Happy recovery. Happy 40th birthday. And big hugs to your wives. And Fifi, I'm going to give you a hug in person.
Yes, I can't wait to see you.
Big hug to your wife.
Okay.
My wife hates my voice at the moment.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm going to tell you something that may blow your mind and might make us all reconsider our phone conduct when we call businesses or 1-300 numbers.
They can't see through the camera, can they?
Oh, phew. No. Oh. Not, well, you know what? That might be what we discover next. What they can do is listen to us when we're on hold.
Oh, no.
Isn't that mind-blowing? So this has gone viral on TikTok. So when you're listening to on-hold music, they're recording the call, and that is everything goes into their audio stream.
Oh, boy.
So you know when they put you on hold and you turn to whoever you're with and you go, seriously, this person is so dumb. They don't understand it.
I've been on hold for 30 minutes.
Could
it's stupid.
Hear that.
All the time.
Isn't that? That'll change now. We'll just sit there and politely enjoy the music, I believe.
And the music's awful.
131060, if you do work in a call centre and you have listened to conversations or heard people, when you've said, can you hang on, and muted them, but you've been listening, have you heard something that you'd love to share with us?
Fiona, you worked in a call centre.
Yes, I did. And, you know, I had a very different approach to my job in the call centre.
High five.
I worked, Nick, this is years ago, I was studying, I was working on another radio station.
2GB.
No, it was actually called Double TFM at the time, if anyone in Melbourne
remembers. TFM. I remember Double TFM
days. I was doing the night shift, though, from 10 till about 2 a.m. And then I'd get up in the morning and work at the ATO call centre.
Oh, so, and they are not fun calls.
No, I was on the GST line, and sometimes I'd switch to the BAS statement line.
Did you give us some people some GST?
No, I didn't. Here's the brutal truth. I'm not good with anything tax or money related. That's not my world.
Yeah.
And I was given like a 2-week training course. Then they put us in the call centre, but I figured out something, and that was, We were sort of judged on how long we would keep a call going. So they wanted you to get through. You had, like, at the end of the week, all the staff members in the call centre, you'd have their tally, and you'd want to be on the call. Like, 2-minute call was excellent.
Yeah.
10 minutes, too long. So you'd almost get penalised for helping someone too much. But so what I would do is, and too quick, like if it was 10 seconds, they'd go, you're just hanging up on people. So what I would do
10% bye. Bang.
I would say, hi, it's the ATO. How can I help you? They'd ask me their question. I was just watching the clock the whole time.
My name's Fiona Box from Jumping Creek Road.
No, what are you doing? Why are you giving out all my personal details? And then I just say, can you explain that to me again? I'm watching the clock. And then I would say, can I direct you to somebody? And then I'd just put them through to someone else. Like, literally just go off and deal with someone else because I can't help you. The other thing I did was I disconnected my headphones. So the call would drop in and someone would be saying, hello, hello, but I was just playing solitaire. But it looked like the call, my record would say I took a call. And they that was when I was, like, for a minute, someone would be going, hello, hello. And then they'd hang up after a minute. But at the end of that week, Louis, who was my manager at the time, I had to get up and I got a round of applause because I was going through the calls that are like so well that week.
Clocking solitaire at the same time.
Have you worked at a call centre?
I did. I worked at Carlton United Brewery. They're in Abbotsford.
Really?
Yeah, the big call centre there. You're just taking bars and restaurants. You just take their orders.
Oh,
we
right.
want 10 slabs of this, 5 kegs of this, a couple of cases of this wine. Just type it in, send it off.
That seems quite straightforward.
I haven't worked at one.
You have just never worked at a call centre?
Just be the odd one out. I haven't.
Well, when you're an elite athlete at the age of 18.
17.
Yeah. 17. You don't have to go and get a job.
Yeah, interesting. good luck to you guys. Mate, I'm not going to discriminate. Everyone needs a job. Look at Leon. He's in a call centre.
I love working in call centres.
Casey's in a call centre.
Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Paco Rabanne, Giorgio Armani, Versace and more from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. 101.9. This is the Fox.